In Parshat Kisisa, besides the all the different inyanim over here that you have in terms of the eagle and everything else, there's also Shabbos, which is an ikar gadol in Torah, and one of the pillars in halacha of what Kol Yisrael. So I want to be mispain a little bit on some of the inyan of Shabbos. So first of all, you have here a pasuk, Vishon Neisos HaShabbos Lassis HaShabbos HaRasom Bris Olam. That's one pasuk. The pasuk over here has many different things that are difficult to understand in Pshat. First of all, it says Vishon Neisos HaShabbos Lassis HaShabbos. So the word Lassis HaShabbos is a hard word to understand. I mean, Shabbos is something that you don't do, something that you refrain from doing. So, yeah, it's not terribly difficult to understand it as meaning to make sure that it happens. You know, those we make Shabbos by not doing anything and so on. But Bechol Zois, the word Lasis as Shabbos is it's an interesting way of describing it. Why would you be mitzaref asiya? Shmirah Shabbos makes a lot of sense. Shabbos is a precious thing. Doing anything on Shabbos, desecrating it, is mechalit. Socher, I understand. Lasa Shabbos is, okay, so it means, the pashas means the achonis that you do for it, and so on. L'doy roisam, this is the, I believe it's the only place where it says l'doy roisam on Shabbos. So, the word L'Doraisam here is also, like all other mitzvahs, we assume that it'll be for always. The Chazal Darshan over here, different things, that it's the word D'Roisam means things other than generation. And finally, Bris Olam, here Shabbos is called a Bris. It's also something that's unique over here, that this is where Shabbos is called a bris. That has a bris is halachic entity. It's nekeya for different things. But I'd like to understand the context in which Shabbos is a bris. The bris of Mila, I understand as a bris because it physically represents a bris. It's something that is cut into the body, which is very similar to the way a bris, any bris, like the Rishonim say that Ramban says, a bris, they would cut something in half. This most closely resembles a bris, like the bris made up Sarim, where they cut something into half. Every bris, every krisas bris, requires a certain cutting of something, so to speak, so that creates a bris. Over here, it's Shabbos is a bris. In what sense does it resemble other brises? We have bris where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiach things in a very firm way, like he'll never bring a marble to the world. So over there, the bris is a very firm haftacha. Over here, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv, it's a tzivui. So what about the mitzvah enables it to become a bris? Why is this mitzvah? In what way is this mitzvah get singled out as a bris? One more thing. It says over here, so it says over here that Rashi, over here, Gemara say, Lodas, that you need to tell somebody, because it says, Lodas, Kani Hashem Kadishchem. So the Gemara says it's going on the schar of the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, inform Klal Yisrael of the schar of the mitzvah, matana tov yeshi b'beis genozai, lechodiyam, and the Gemara says we're talking about the schar of the mitzvah. So, two things. First of all, I mean, I thought the schar of the mitzvah, you're not supposed to do something for schar. You're not supposed to be oivit al masik habel pras, you're supposed to be oivit, to be mishamis the rav. Besides which, it says matana toiva yeshibi beis genozai. L'chura, that's a stira to all sorts of fundamentals that we know about mitzvahs and the world of mitzvahs. L'chura, the whole musig of having mitzvahs, averes, bechira, yetzahari, yetzatayra, all of that is that we shouldn't be getting matnas chinam, we should be getting the schar v'avayda. All of the basic rate about that the person is bois istakule, a person is misbayish to look at somebody who gives him stuff for free, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave everything we could earn our way. So why is this called a matana toiva? And I guess worse than that is that the matana toiva, it's you're talking about Shabbos, which is Ein Olam Haba, so that's supposed to embody all different types of schar. It's supposed to be representative samples of all schar. If you're calling this matana toiva, so if Me'ein Olam Haba is matana toiva, probably Olam Haba in itself is also matana toiva. If it's matana toiva, then how in the world is it shayach to becoming? How is it shayach to the parish of earning our way and working for it and not getting matas chinam and so on? That's a core issue in the way Shabbos is described and understanding Shabbos as representing the entirety of Olam Haba. So let's talk about this. First of all, let's start with the musig of one or two places that it says something about these points. The Mechilta says Lasis Shabbos, Kolam Shabbos, Shabbos Lamato, Ki Ilo Aso Isi Lamala. That if somebody keeps Shabbos Lamato, it says if he kept it Lamala. So the Lasis Shabbos somehow it doesn't seem to address the Etzim Shaila, but there's something about the Asiya Shabbos here that you goyim the Shabbos Lamala. So how are we? How does he see it in the pasuk? And where do we get it from? The on the word l'deroisam, the Tikkun HaZeah says my l'deroisam. The Tikkun HaZeah is medayik in the fact that l'deroisam is written chasa. So he says that zakom and the oved loin dira b'shabbos. That the word l'deroisam means a residence. In other words, that you are cause Shabbos or Shechina probably to reside in your heart, whatever it is. So Deiroisim is Veloshin Dira. It's beautiful, very, very nice. Joshua, but I mean, where's the minyan in the pasuk? I think the Baal HaTurim says that Es HaShabbos Deiroisim is Oshetavis Oihel, Aleph Hei Lamed, Es HaShabbos Deiroisim. It's Remazim that you learn from the Mishkan. Very nice. So both of them have some sort of sense of Dira. It's a very, very nice pshat, but where's it shayach to the Indian of what are we talking about? So let's be misbeinin a little bit and try to understand the nekuda here, the specific nekuda of Shabbos that this parsha is referring to in all of these inyanim, and then we'll be able to read more on the pratim. Let's look at the word bris. This is where Shabbos is called a bris. And we asked, why is it a bris? What's a bris? Every bris, Ramban says, it's when you cut something into two parts. The musig of the bond of a bris. So a bris in its very simple level is an extremely strong commitment. There are different diagrams of commitment. Some commitments are easier shaken than other ones, and this is very, very, very firm. But one understands that if something is a more firm commitment, so by bus of a dom, et shayach, we have different degrees of being more committed, less committed, not faithful, yes faithful. When we try to extract a promise from somebody, and we push him that he should promise very firmly and very adamantly and really, really mean it, it's because we don't have such great midas emes, and not such great midas nemanis. So we need to push and to press and to push and to press, and the more a person feels committed, the more a chance I'll do it. That's all when you're talking about the weaknesses of Basav Dom. When you're talking Kavayachal about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, none of that applies. So what is it in a bris that makes it more firm? So Ramban says that the tzur of a bris is you take something and you cut it, like the bris menapsarim or the bris mila. The inyan of it is every type of commitment to somebody can take on the form of I am me, you are you, and together it's even better. Toyma shnayim in a echad. Fine. So the level of commitment is that we will act together. That's not an essential mitzias. It's, you know, the royim aholchem imoy. It's to go with somebody together is stronger. So the level of commitment is to add to what exists. If you take something and cut it in half, then the etzim, the statement is that each half of it doesn't have a metzias unless they're together. It's not that it's an advantage if a person has a person stands on 2 feet. The second foot is not more advantageous than 1 foot. The second foot without the 1 foot without the other foot doesn't hold up the person. So having the 2 feet means that they only are meaningful as supports when you have the two together. So bris creates a situation where I take something and the two people become two halves of a greater whole. That's the mitzvah of bris. So its commitment is unbreakable because it's be'atzmius hadavar. It's not the pshat, I am I and you are you, and it's we get better results if we go at it together. But rather it's there is a metzias that requires two people. One without the other is part of it. When we're mischaber together, we exist. When we're not mischaber together, we don't exist. And that's all the psukim, like brisi, you know, chuk shemayim lo samti, and so on. Not brisi and velayla. Anything that's called a bris expresses itself in being impossible to break it. Because if you break it, you don't have two separate entities. They don't reduce themselves to two separate entities. They reduce themselves to something that's much less than this entity, and that's it. To something that's nothing. That's the musig of a bris. Let's understand it in terms of Shabbos. And the ultimate bris between Bnei Adam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, the Gemara learns a din of mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucho, that a person, any mitzvah we do, doing it yourself, is better than through a shliach, and Rav Malach Shibuta, and so on and so forth. The cases we give there about Shabbos that they helped out. There's a big problem with that, because those in Yonim are hechsher mitzvahs. They're not, the Malach, all these in Yonim are not really ma'isa mitzvah. It's if a person has a chance of giving tzedakah himself through a shliach, giving it through yourself is mitzvah b'yisim v'shluchay. If a person has a chance to make a maika, but to say that it also goes is included in, let's say, buying the steel for the maika, so constructing that's a maika itself, mitzvah b'yisim v'shluchay. But getting the steel for it, I mean, we don't find it's a mitzvah for a person to be Isaac in the Suda Sarasin, or in any Achonis for it. To do the Kedushin, that's Bayez Hashduchav. Why all these Nyamim? Well, in Kedushin, we talked about the Rambam, who says that itself is covered, Yosef, that's probably why he says it. But Akapanim, it's clear, Nachrainim, something he says before, is that doing Machshir Mitzvah Shatzim is no Mitzvah Hashduchav. So why in Shabbos is there Mitzvah Hashduchav? The answer is Shabbos is an extraordinary inyan, very different than other Maisa mitzvahs. And let's dehear it. In the in the accomplishments that people accomplish in this world, they are performed, they're done by creating a framework for a certain Ashras HaShechinah. Every mitzvah carries in itself an inyan of bringing down Shechinah Tachtonim, and the person, as he does the Maisa mitzvah, it brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. So we do the Maisa, and there's Ashras HaShechinah of sorts. The Ashras HaShechinah is already it's a beyond, it's a metaphysical reality. It's not shayach really to this world be'etzim, and we'll see it in Lavay or we'll see it in Olam Haba, but we don't have a shayach to that. In Shabbos, there's a chetimtza where we do hachana and allow for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, which manifests itself in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos is the chalois of Shechinah v'tachtonim, of Kedusha v'tachtonim, that happens. So Sheshes Yomim Tavoid is our asiya. It's our asiya in the big picture. Everything we do in this world, the physical tikkunim, the ruchnis tikkunim, everything we do is hechetimtza, and Shabbos becomes the metzias. And Shabbos is of this world. It's of the other world, but it lands in this world. So the 6 days plus Shabbos, the Shesh Yom Tavoidu, and the Yom HaShvi is together, the Chibur of Sheshes Yomim and Shabbos together become one unit of our doing and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. That is what Shabbos is be'etzim, something that no other mitzvah has in itself in the overt form. The Ashras HaShechinah part, every mitzvah belongs to the other world, to a world to come. Shabbos lands in this world. So what we do as a chana, let's give an example. I'll tell somebody, let's think, there's so many mishnah in the Gemara, mishnah Torah Parav Shabbos, Eichel B'Shabbos, and being meichin, and so on and so forth. Every mitzvah, for instance, if a person wants to wear tzitzis, he needs to find sheep, he needs to find wool, he needs to have threads, he needs to do things. A person wants to wear tefillin. A person has to work hard. If a person is not setting aside money for tefillin when he has, a person is not engaged in trying to make a pair of tefillin, he's being mevatel nesei by not doing what he's supposed to do. Those hachanis are obvious ones. There's no chazals, you know, whoever wrote parashas is going to have a mezuzah. Whoever made ritzuis is going to have tefillin. It's obvious. That's pashut. The Torah gives you a mitzvah, so obviously you have to do what it takes to get to it. That's not Torah. So there's no chilka Torah. In Shabbos, the Mishnah Torah of Shabbos and Beishamay Beishil, they would set aside things, so on and so forth. All of the things that they did, it's not the pshat. It's a hechetimtza. It's a hechsha, like for tefillah. The tzura of Shabbos is that there would be a chana for it. We would be doing it. We make the Suda Shabbos and the Yoni Shabbos. We make it in the 6 days, and the 6 days we're doing that pe'ula, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is providing the Shabbos Shabbos. So in Shabbos you have a meeting or a fusion is a better word for it, a fusion of the Mishnah Torah Bar of Shabbos and the Yoichal. Yoichal b'Shabbos is a tzura of Ashras Shechinah, of Malachim Tzolun Loi and so on, and Sheshes Yomim is a tzura of Asiyas Adam. So the bris of Shabbos is a bris of the tzura shlema of the Bria incorporates simultaneously our asiyah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving, and that creates a bris. That's the reason why Rishonim speak. You have to say you're supposed to make an every day, and so on, because as opposed to other mitzvahs, so we have the Sfiras HaOmer, we have something like it, the Torah is also called the Bris, and has a lot of the similar stories, but you don't find anything else. I mean, people, Gedolei Tzaddikim, the stories were told about how they anticipated eating the Gezeiyas Matzah, some people anticipate the Shtiyon Purim, but a person anticipates big mitzvahs and in Yonim, it's a Dover Noyav and so on. But they can't call it as part of the Guf HaMitzvah. Hayom Rishon B'Shashem B'Shabbos and so on is because Rishon B'Shabbos is mitzdarif to Shabbos. It's the Torah B'Erev Shabbos, Yerichol B'Shabbos. In the Yerichol B'Shabbos we have the Torah B'Erev Shabbos and vice versa. So the Tzura of having our Asiyah and our Kadosh Baruch Hu's doing that together is that Inyan. And that's why the term, those are the Lashonos of Moshel Dereseichem, that the Tikkun Ezeiah says, the Tikkun Ezeiah says is something which refers to the Hashruas Hashchina, the dirt, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the word Oihel that the Baal term says. It means that the signoin, in other words, let's give the mashal. If a person builds a house and somebody lives in it, the word house and home to us become almost identical. When we say, I want to go home, I think of the walls, but I know the walls without anybody living there is not home. Because the content, which is what we call Ashuas Hashchina, is something which is realized through... So every time I live in, every time I have a home that I look forward to, that I yearn for, that I feel at home, it includes the house and the home together. It becomes one unit, and therefore that type of chibur, of dar, which is very different. Hechetimtza, if somebody gave me a ride from place A to place B, so it's hechetimtza. The ride is a ride, and it's hechetimtza. I got some place, and I thank the person, that's it. But there's no real chibur. But in a house, home, in dior, there's a chibur between the kli and the pnim, and that chibur is dugma of the chibur of Shabbos. So we have over here a tzura of chibur between the two, that it's tachlis and emtsoi become nischab and become one. And that's something that is unique to Shabbos. I want to be Madras's point and speak about the Matana Toivin Shabbos. And that's also, by the way, that's the last issue of Shabbos, that if you make the Shabbos Lamata, you're Zechner Shabbos Lamala, same idea. The Lamata is the Asiyah, the Lamala is what's from top, and so on. I want to go a half step further in the Matana Toiva. And it is incredible in Yid. It says, Lechoy Diem, what Matana Toiva I gave them, that Shabbos. And we spoke about that Shabbos, the whole Musig of Shabbos being representing scharlos love, it doesn't seem to be in line with this. So let's be misbein a little bit. There are, let's take two hechetimtzes of interaction on a give and take between two people. Hechetimtze Aleph is Reuven worked hard, he plowed a field of Shimon paid him. That is all about Reuven. Reuven is put his work in, and Shimon owes it to him. There are a lot of Torah of Shimon, actually, Shayesh speaks about that when you pay somebody his wages, they're owing somebody for the work he did. It's a reality way before the Torah was mitzaveh on like Sigzon, Leschasach, and all these things. It's in dealing mummies, things that are mummistic effects are a mitzias. So if I put 10 hours of labor into your field, I have 10 hours of labor in your field. It's mine. You pay me money, so that's misalikit. But that's a mitzias. It has nothing to do with you. It's all about me. You know, if somebody comes along and says, you know, I made you rich, I gave you $10,000. Said, you made me rich, you gave me $10,000. I built a house, that I built an addition that I invested $10,000 worth of labor, planning, and materials. It's nothing to do with you. The opposite extreme is where somebody gives me tzedakah. So there it's all about the noisin. It's nothing about the mekabel. The noisin did a pa'ula. It went to the mekabel. The mekabel has nothing out of it, and that's why he's very embarrassed. The person looks around, and he has nothing of his. It's all the noisins. So we have over here two hechatimtzes of interaction. Neither of the two lend themselves to bonding with the other person. There's another hechatimtze that Chazal oimid on. The Gemara is, there are different halachic shailas in different places about matana. What status does a matana have? For instance, my sesheni, you're not allowed to do business with it. Can you give it as a matana? Other things also to negate about different haknos and so on. And there's a klal in the Gemara, ilav de ovid nayich nafshe, lav yoev le matana. We assume that a person, had he not done the other person some favor, he wouldn't give him a present. You don't give something that has a shem matana, is not something that is staka or chesed. It's a repayment for something you gave me, but I don't owe you anything for it. So it's an incredible hechatimtza. It's a chetimtza where I don't feel embarrassed to take a matana for you. I helped you with something, and I helped you in an area that you needed help. Meirichki, so you didn't owe it to me. Matana is the chetimtza where the nais and the mekabel together rejoice in it, because it includes the nicha nafsha of the nayach nafshe that the mekabel gave. And it includes the ein yof of the noisin. Let's say matan by ein yof and noisin. So the nesina and the kabbalah come together in a bond that's not possible any other way. So if we're to ask ourselves, what is the ultimate surah of schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us, that carries in itself our amelus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chad machta, that's matana. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And that's why in Chazal say, if somebody gives someone a matana, he's chayav loidiyai. If you give him tzedakah, you're not allowed to be moidiyai to a person. Because it's embarrassing. So at least the person doesn't know where he got it from. And ideally, it's the person who's giving it to. So tzedakah is all loidiyam. But in matana, he's chayav loidiyam, because it creates Ava, because it's a ichud of the goodwill of the noisen and the goodwill of mekabel. That's unique, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe: Matana toiva yesh to be beis gnozai. I have something that's a matana toiva, and that's Shabbos. Shabbos is the tzura where the misha torach be'erev Shabbos is ours, and the ani Hashem mekatsham is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And the Lodas is the chibur of Klal Yisrael's Lasois and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekatshom. It's incredible. That's the tamtzis of Olam Haba. The tamtzis of Schar is not a Schar of Avoida and not Chesed Chinam, but Matana Toiva. And that's why it had to be Loidiyam. So, it's Nitzino Lemeidim, that Shabbos is an extraordinary demonstration. It's an extraordinary sample of Yom Shekulei Toiv. It's an extraordinary example of what it does look like Yom Shekulei Shabbos Nuchai Yolamim. On the one hand, it includes the Sheshes Yomim, in the Yom Rishon Shabbos, Yom Sheni Shabbos. It's not, the Molach Shibuta is not it's not, what's the word for it? It's not a hechsher mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah itself. When I have Shabbos, I have my hachana is on the table. The Mishnah Torah is laying there. The Tirch is laying there. So in all the mitzvahs, since this mitzvah demonstrates this, and only this mitzvah brings out fully, that's why over here hachanas has it in its way of shluchai. That's one. On the other hand, the schar is given as a matana toiva. And that's why it comes together as a bris. It's the only mitzvah. In bris milah, it's the tzura of the mitzvah, where you cut something into parts. A person's kaima, physical kaima, is cuts off something that's sort of a maisa bris. But over here, we're talking about something about the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah to us. He gave it to us in a way where the our Mishnah Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeichel B'Shabbos comes together as one. The Sheshes Yomim and Yom HaShvi become one inyan. It's a tzura of dira. That's why it's expressed as a derisechem. That's something which is a chana for dira. Because the tzura we have of it coming together, where the shell and the plechen come together, is in a house and a home. And it's because Shabbos is the me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is the mitzvah whose tzura and way of giving is meant to express the asiyah of the person who was tereyah, and the one who's giving it, and it's the tzura of it is a matana toiva. So it's not that I didn't earn it. And that has, you know, the pasuk says, "Mik demani vashalem loy." No one, I don't owe anything to anybody. On the other hand, it's not lechem chinam. It's not charity. It's matana. That is the essence of schar. It's true about Shabbos, because Shabbos is the essence it's sort of the mitzvah that sort of projects this emes, and that's why Shabbos is such a yisodistic inyan. It's such an amud of emunah. But it's something that a person needs to understand in the full scope of mitzvahs that he does. We always struggle between hishtadlus and bitochen in physical things and in the world of mitzvahs. We ask of a person to be misyageh and omel and teira as if there's no Rebbein Shalom, and then we tell them that mimid b'matana. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a matana. So which one is it? Is it me as HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is that they can come together, but what it requires in terms of a perspective of a person is, just like, let's go back to our mashal of matana. If I help somebody with something, that's not the derech ha'olam to be paid for it. Help somebody with whatever it is in Indian that needs help for. So if I do it in order that the person pay me, that's gross. People don't like that. So if I need some help, somebody, can you help get me into this and this? If I adam gadol for bracha, person says yeah, but there's a fee for it. That's a turnoff. It's not the thing you expect a fee for. So when you're doing the avoda and you would do it for a fee, that would take away from it. Our inyan of mitzvahs is to do it l'man HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nayach nafshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing it for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world, at the core of the world, the relationship of Neisim Atana Tevel Haveri. And that means that the relationship of mitzvahs, of schar, is matonidic. Matonidic is ilav da'ovid na'ach nafshei. So the unique thing about it is that in the matonid toiva that we get, we have our desire to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to for us. The denayach nafshe that we did for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'man Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's horus panim back. That's the world of schar. So a person is toyim in it. His amelus, his rots in toyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reflecting back horus panim to him. That's an incredible, incredible kesha. That's only possible in the world of matana. And Shabbos is meant to be that matana toiva. It's something that makes Shabbos, in a certain sense, a center of things. If we were to inherit that in the sheishes yomim tavoit, in the mishehechen mishetorah of Shabbos, we're working towards a goal. We deher the tachlis in everything, and we deher the amelus in the tachlis. Then we're toyim part of that kesha. And it becomes it doesn't stay for Shabbos only. Shabbos is the side of Torah, and if we're zeichet, so Baruch Hashem, we don't Baruch Hashem the keeping Shabbos versus not keeping Shabbos, not the saying of our Torah, but keeping Shabbos as the matana toiva. Keeping Shabbos as the deher, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reflecting back to us, that's something that is a huge area for our Avodah. And obviously, we need to hear it as HaKadosh Baruch Hu dik, as Shechina dik, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dar is l'doroisam, that there's somebody dwelling over there, that there's somebody in we work and we build and we do. It reflects itself in everything. If a person spends his life working and building and doing for the tachlis, everyone has something else, how he does it, what he does, but if a person aligns everything that he does for the tachlis, then the schar that he gets back is a whole different light years away from the schar we imagine. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay us back tit for that. It's a whole different world of schar l'asid lovei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tam of it in Shabbos. In understanding that the Mishnah Torah b'Shabbos and Ani Hashem Mekatshem can come together, that the Lodas is, he told them, let them understand, be moedil to them, they're not getting schar and not getting charity, they're getting matana toiva. And a person who knows and understands the matana toiva, that's marba, that itself is marba the chibur in Shabbos. Yeah.
How, when during the Sheshes Yom Tov or whatever,
yeah,
what exactly are we doing to like contribute? I mean,
if you do it because of this tachlis, you're doing it because you need to create a situation within which there's a Shuras HaShchina. That's what you're doing. A person needs to build a house, a person needs to put food in this guy, so that they can fill their life with goodness. So the pa'ulas we do, if it's done for the right reason, that then we're building a house. I say, if I have a situation where I can set this, I can do to help people who don't have food, this I can do for this, this I can do for so my kids can sit, Yosef shall learn, this is so that I can have time to learn and do mitzvahs. If whatever I'm doing and building is around that, then it becomes a bias for something. But I can't be toyim that. That's very hard to be toyim. Shabbos we were able to be toyim it. In other mitzvahs, it's there. In other words, every mitzvah is a hechatimtza for some shchina, but we don't have any direct contact with that. Shabbos we do. That's the. So I said, but if a guy.